Do you can? Do you want to can? Not know what to do? Here are some tips that will help you get started. This Michigan Garden Moment is brought to you by migardener.com. With over 450 varieties of heirloom and organic flowers, vegetables, and herb seeds, all for 99 cents a pack. Find out more at migardener.com. Canning is a science, and you must follow the recipe precisely. Improper canning procedures can lead to bacteria growing on the food that you're canning and can make the people and you sick that consume it, or it can lead to death. So by following the recipe precisely, you'll have no issue. If you're a new canner, we would recommend starting with a pickle recipe. Very easy to make, and it's in a water bath canner, which is the easier of the two mechanisms in which you preserve the food in. You want to find good mason jars. Don't use thin, old mayonnaise jars. They need to say mason on, whether Ball or Kerr or other brand, but a thick wall mason jar will work fine. You don't have to buy them new. You can find them at thrift stores, yard sales, and a water bath canner. As long as you have at least 2 inches of water above the jar at the time of canning, and some device to keep the canning jar from sitting directly on the bottom of the pot, you'll have no issue. A reputable, safe, certified recipe is what you need, not just some recipe somebody decided to make up in their kitchen. Ball has great recipes through their website, and there's other magnificent sites that provide safe canning recipes. For pressure canners, we would recommend buying a new one. Now, if you follow the recipe and the instructions correctly, you'll have no issue. But the newer canners have many mechanisms to reduce the pressure if something does go wrong inside. This Michigan Garden Moment is brought to you by migardener.com. With over 450 varieties of heirloom and organic flowers, vegetables, and herb seeds, all for 99 cents a pack. Find out more at migardener.com.